Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
You don't have anything nice to say? Come sit by me. My favorite line from Steel Magnolias.
That's weird.
That and drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice. When she has that fit in the hair salon, she like shoved orange juice down her throat.
I would say that,
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But... have you never watched Steel Magnolias, you uncultured? Oh my God. How does one...
I love Steel Magnolias.
How does someone live as long as you have without watching Steel Magnolias?
You act like I'm centuries old.
Aren't you?
You shut your face.
You could have seen it in theaters. It has Dolly Parton, Julia Roberts, others. Because I can't... Sally Fields, I think.
You're not going to need that right now.
Maybe I got something I want to talk about, Kim.
No, not yet. So, do you remember?
I have the font so dang big.
That's why I was
paper.
Like, are you losing your eyes? My God.
I just keep it across the room. I can have it behind Kim's head.
It's like the books we used to get for my dementia residence.
I printed it on my phone, and evidently it blew the dang thing up.
Big old font.
Right.
So do you remember when I went to Tennessee, I asked you to print off a list of our Patreons so that I could send them postcards from Tennessee?
Yes.
I lied.
She had them sent whole pics.
Did you start your OnlyFans page finally, Kim?
Yeah, I invited all of our Patreons.
Oh, I bet you did.
She sits on cakes and balloons.
I bet you did.
So I kind of didn't even use what I told you to print me out because I didn't have you print out what I decided I was going to do. I had decided that I was going to email our Patreons and let them know that somebody's birthday was coming up.
Oh, yeah. Someone's.
Who had a birthday?
I don't know, Josh. You turning older?
B. Arthur.
Oh,
B. Arthur?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I think it was somebody else's, too.
Oh, it was also Large Marge's.
Yeah,
Large Marge's was yesterday, too.
I saw that.
I think it was someone else's, though. Someone not very old, quite young, actually. Mm. Just a spry chicken.
A spry chicken. Just 1 year older.
Maybe
than...
the wrong animal to use.
So what I did was send them all an email letting them know that we were going to have a surprise party for Shane.
Oh, yeah.
And if they would send in birthday cards for him.
That's fun.
Yeah.
No one sent a damn
thing. I bet they didn't. I'm surprised Kim sent them the right address.
We had to send them cards.
Josh, would you like to get out what you bought?
Yeah. Damn. I was afraid that would happen.
Oh. Yay!
My gosh, it's like a...
Oh, it doesn't...
Take out the stuff from Wish.
Walmart.
They bit me. Happy birthday, Shaner.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Oh, there's balloons. Ooh. Oh, those are pretty balloons.
Oh, those are really pretty. I like those. Ooh. Look at you.
Look how pretty.
Wow.
And Josh has got stuff in the closet. Doesn't he always?
He's going to come out of the closet again.
Josh said he was in there so long he had to keep stuff in there. Oh, he got me a little gift. Look at my balloon. If you're watching on the video, you'll see the pretty balloon colors. It's crazy, like the colors of these balloons are like marble looking. Mm-hmm. It's like they're
really cool. I don't know that I've ever seen them.
And here's a fruit cake from
the fruit cake. Oh, a fruit cake. OMG.
Show that on the camera there, Josh.
Oh, that looks so good.
I was trying to think of a healthy cake I could make for you, and it has edible glitter all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it adorable?
That works so fun.
I was trying to find a healthy cheesecake recipe, but we all know how bad that turned out last time I tried it. So I was like,
that is too funny.
So then I kept rushing. Every time I would come up here, I would rush to the post office.
You run, I'm sure.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I ran real fast. Yeah.
She's a runner. Every day she's running.
Hustle.
Evidently she had all these postcards underneath all her blankets and yarn. Oh my God. Sounds like gunfire.
I know.
While we're in the bunker.
So, our wonderful patrons.
Oh my gosh. Did they sent a lot of cards.
I told them to put it, I guess I should bring this closer. I told them to put it on it, attention operation party, so that I would know where it would go. All right.
Well, that is Let's see.
Do you want them all at once? Yeah. I'll wait. We'll do mine and Josh's last.
I got you a button to wear.
Oh, cute. All right. This one is from S. Karen. I remember sending her postcards and stuff because she's in Goodyear.
In where?
Goodyear, Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, Josh got me a little button that says it's my birthday.
I don't really have a lot for straight men. It was either that one, which is a little feminine, or one that said birthday boy. For like a little kid. I almost got you a crown, but then I remembered the headphones. I was like, dang it.
Mm.
They did have a Dolly Parton sash, though.
They did?
He was so close.
All right.
Today's your birthday. Actually, it was tomorrow.
What did you actually do for your birthday?
Yesterday?
I went to Lowe's, picked out... when you're this age.
When you're 35. When you're 35.
You do adult things on your birthday.
You get a remodel of the bathroom. So we're doing a remodel of the shower. And so I got to pick out a new shower door.
Hot dog.
Ooh, boy.
That is so exciting.
You party animal.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. So this one says.
You got to read the front of it.
Don't worry. I'm sure another one will come by any minute.
Unicorns.
Has some unicorns in it looking at a boat. Oh, it looks like it's like an arc or something. And it says, beyond belief, zoinks. Were the unicorns that got stranded and left off the ark? Dear Shane, don't miss the boat. Get out and celebrate. Jinkies, heard it was your birthday. Have an absolute fantastic scubalicious day. Happy birthday, one of the gang, Sandy.
Aw, that was sweet.
It's my favorite time of the year. For the next 3 months, Shane is, by the calendar, 2 years older than I am.
It won't last for long.
This one is from Trevor.
Do you need scissors?
Maybe. Trevor likes his tape, evidently.
You want to make sure it got
here. OMG.
There's my little ones. You think you can get your big fingers?
How many times
you had a dollar for every time?
Can you get your little fingers in it?
That one, that thing that's trending now, just give it a nice hawk tour. Have you guys seen that video? Mm-hmm. It's like trending. Some girl's like, you just give it a good hawk tour.
All right, so his card says...
Is there a badge in there?
Yeah.
Another button.
A little button that says, I do a thing called not give a F.
Perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah, that's lovely. I'm not saying you're old, but if you were milk, I'd give you a sniff first. Sell-by dates are just suggestions. I hope you have a wonderful born day. Enjoy everything. Trevor.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was nice. Nice. Thanks, Trevor.
I'd give you a sniff first. That's hilarious.
Kim would be Connor's cheese.
Mm-hmm. She'd be that blue moldy cheese.
Right. This one is from
Stinky
Jennifer.
Feet cheese.
Trying to figure out Jennifer's city name. It's like Samish.
Okay.
Looked fun.
I'm sure you'll hear about it if that is not correct.
Holy Samish.
Yeah, like Sam, her handwriting is, it kind of reminds me of our grandma's handwriting. But it looks like Samish.
The name Samish.
Happy, happy birthday. Dear Shane, you bring lots of light and love to everyone. Thanks for making me laugh, think, learn, and curious. I enjoy all of your podcasts. However, Mystery Inc. is my favorite. I feel like part of the gang, aka cult. You deserve the best birthday celebration. Wishing you the best of everything today and always. Happy birthday. Much love to you, Jennifer.
How nice.
That was very nice. Thanks, Jennifer.
It's a cute little card.
Yeah.
Every time I'd go to the post office and there'd be another card in there, I'd text Josh, we got another card today.
She'd cream her knickers.
This one is from Michelle.
Are those peaches?
No, it's cheese.
Ooh.
Lots of cheese.
I love that.
Yeah.
And a sticker.
What is the sticker of?
It's like a spicy Dutch Brothers. I think it's like a hot sauce. No. Oh, it's a place called Dutch Brothers.
Oh, cool.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was that coffee shop that I pointed out.
Okay. Spicy's in.
I pointed it out when we were in Nashville. Happy birthday, Shane. I wanted to get you a really nice card, but all I could find was this cheesy one. I knew Kim was going to die.
She is a fan of ours.
Because that's how we roll. Hope your day is a little sweet, a little spicy, and a lot of fun. Michelle.
Aww,
thanks, Michelle.
That's hilarious. Cheesy. Mm-hmm.
A little cheesy.
I did bring cheese and crackers for lunch.
This card's from Miss Kathy.
Miss Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Miss Kathy.
Thanks for being born. The world's so much brighter with you in it. Happy birthday, Kat. Thank you, Kat.
How nice.
I've never said that to you, Kim.
No, you have never.
I'm so glad you were born. This one is from Rox.
Kim usually gets a, your mother should have swallowed.
I get that a lot.
A lot, actually, yeah.
A lot.
I might have actually told her mom that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. More than once, probably.
All right. Archaeologists just unearthed an amazing ancient artifact. Your birth certificate.
That's a good one.
Shane, you're getting older. Ah, time for the Botox and years of denying your age. Thanks for being an amazing friend all of these years. Love you. And then there's a little bone, and she put, you can give this bone to Kim.
She did not.
She did too.
Let me see.
It is. Look.
If you get
Rocks.
Botox, you let me know so I can get
bone.
It too.
Wishing you the best of everything and all the white powder donuts a podcaster salary can buy. Love, Rocks. That was so cute.
That's nice.
White powder donuts. She thinks
for a second,
so
I thought you said white power donuts. And I was like, what the hell is that?
All right.
We've told that story before, haven't you?
Yeah. So this one's from Kathy. Oh, there's glitter in it.
Yay.
The herpes of the craft world.
Oh, no.
Kim knows all about herpes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard anyway.
Today's your day. A day to make a wish, a whole year to make it come true. Happy birthday, Kat.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Holographic. Special edition.
And I won't judge you, Kat, for sending the letter card. I think I mentioned the time my college roommate freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
His roommate. Yeah, I'd litter bombed our dorm.
He's so having now PTSD, I have a, yeah, flashbacks.
PTSD with the litter. The rest of the year, I just woke up with the litter everywhere.
That's my litter.
And it
had
the little stars in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I'd turn over and there'd be a star poking my eyeball.
Poking your eyeball out. Yeah. Those things are really dangerous.
Sharp.
This one doesn't have a name on it, but it's stamped as Charleston. So I think we know who it is.
Oh, yes, probably.
A little birthday advice for someone your age. I hope you have a great day. I had made some postcards of the cemetery, but it didn't give me a place to put addresses. But now I'm just mailing them out. On the front side is of the 500-year-old oak tree that is in the middle of the cemetery. I love listening to y'all. I hope all of the love you get on your birthday brings a smile to your heart. Keep moving or they'll put a slip over you. A slip cover over you. Hope you have a wonderful day. Savannah from South Carolina.
I would love it. She
that
keeps
is like sending, a cool postcard.
She
said,
yeah. Is. She sends me these pictures from this
wow
cemetery all the time, and it is so cool.
In a video.
Yeah, I think we should make a trip there at some point.
Reminds sure me have of Grandma Willow from Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
I love the willow trees.
All right, last
with
postcard.
The moss on them.
Oh, so pretty.
This one's from overseas. It says Royal Mail, so I'm assuming it's England.
England.
First Royal Mail.
From the King's
from
country.
The King. That's so weird to say.
I know. It should be the queen still, but I want some coronation chicken.
Coronation chicken.
Yeah, it's a really good sandwich. Okay. A little birdie told me it was your birthday, and I was like,
that's me.
I was F the me. It's a talking bird. Hope this card isn't too crass. Happy birthday, Shane, from Glasgow, Scotland. Thank you for the amazing podcast from Laughs and Memories. Some of your stories bring up growing up in Southern Appalachia. The care and attention you put into it is amazing. Warmest regards, Victoria. Tori. So she goes by Tori.
Amber's name was almost Tori.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom's name's Vicky, and Tori is short for Victoria. So I was kind of a roundabout way to name her after my mother.
But I had no idea that's what that was short for. I just thought Tori was Tori.
Okay, I got a box.
Rip it.
Open. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Please be something funny and nasty.
Says, Shane, this is my favorite nonfiction book. I hope you have a great birthday. Thank you for the laughs and entertainment. From Mary.
Oh, that's aww nice.
How kind, Mary.
Pillars of the Flower Moon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Even sounds good.
Yeah, I'm definitely reading this.
The birth of
and
the
I'll have to report back.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yes. I think I've actually heard of the book.
I've heard.
I've never read it.
How nice.
Yeah.
I want it when you're done to
thank
read
you. Yeah, well, it looks really good. Oh, there's pictures in it, too. OMG.
Ooh.
Your favorite kind of picture book.
Oh, I know. And there's a map in the back. OMG.
Ooh.
I tell you what, one of the best sensory things to touch is the hardback book covers. Like, it's just such the texture.
Ooh. I need to bring Emily up here to the used bookstore. She's gotten really big into books, and she's buying books all the time.
When you do, let me know. I love going there.
Yeah, I'll do it pretty soon.
Happy birthday to you. Do you want me to open yours, Josh?
Yeah. I have a card in there, too. I bought it at the beginning of the month, so I forget what's on it.
So we're all going to learn what the card was. Brother, even though you're not perfect, I couldn't trade you for anything. Probably couldn't give me away either. Of course, no one's made me an offer yet. That's about
it's
right.
Fair.
Happy birthday. Love your... Did you spell younger?
Yes,
that's a
I
weird
did
way to spell older.
Younger. 2 years younger now. 2 years younger.
Not 4 years, though. Weird.
If someone were to look on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to get you, so I got you something to make your desk.
An illusion lamp.
Oh, cool.
Harry Potter.
I wanted to open it to see what it was. Hey, I was like, really close. What's the illusion?
I almost bought you a Harry Potter Funko Pop, and then I didn't.
And I got those just as a whim after we watched the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, cute.
Look, they have our favorite Gandalf.
Yeah, Frodo, Gandalf.
I think there's a hidden one.
Oh, Kim, you're in here.
Oh, I am. My brothers.
It's the noise she makes in climax.
My God. There's no
precious.
Oh, let's see what spelling and grammar errors can put on their card. Good God.
Spelled his name wrong.
You are old. Happy B Day. Look, she probably knows how to spell birthday.
I know how to spell birthday. You should have read what the card actually said first.
She got me a MetaQuest gift card. That is so nice of you, Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might have been a friend of yours that told me about that.
She probably already put it on her quest.
But I,
it's probably empty. Well, it's empty.
See,
the thought that counts.
There is a method to my madness. Have been trying to get you to finish a game that we started over a year and a half.
Oh.
So I also heard that there's a new game that's similar to that game, only it's not quite as long. So maybe I can actually get you to play that one.
We told you, Kim, we ain't doing that strip poker anymore. That was a one time we were drunk.
You know, I heard Josh. She got me a gift card.
Something
to benefit her.
To benefit me. That's exactly right.
I'm at home all
alone. Those are the best gifts.
I need you to do this for me. You're so selfish.
I'm obsessed with these balloons. I wish they had helium in them, though. We could have some fun. Just hit the button.
Can I have my scissors back?
No, Kim. We got to keep it up the whole episode.
I'm going to put your scissors right here.
In my hand.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Well, that was lovely. Happy birthday, bub.
So glad that you.
Yes, thank you.
I was always so jealous growing up. You had his birthday was always just in the perfect time, the middle of summer.
So yours is in
hot as all get out too. Yeah. Oh my God!
Oh, it was so hot here yesterday. It was awful.
I know.
It's supposed to be hotter today. That's why we don't have the lights on behind us because
it's too hot.
It's too hot.
Even in the bunker with AC, it's
These lights that we always have on behind us, they throw out so much heat. My face is always beet red by the time we're done.
So let's go ahead and get into some of my mystery. Now, I don't have a normal mystery, and it's probably just as well because we took up a lot of time because of your selfish birthday surprise. Yeah.
How dare you, Kim.
But I did want to just tell you guys about some documentaries that I started watching, okay?
Ooh.
Now, I
need to start a new one. I haven't had one for a while.
Okay, so
I just saved one for
you. Know how Netflix did this whole thing about account sharing, which, you know, I'm not one to break laws except speeding
or account sharing.
And, you know, I do a little account sharing. But, you know, when like they did away with cable, it's so expensive to do all these streaming services. Yes. Oh, you have to have this one, that one, that one. And then like Discovery goes and like splits up their catalog, and now they have like half the stuff on Max and half the stuff on Discovery. Now you have to have two different ones, same price or more expensive. It's just nuts. So anyway, so I was using someone else's Netflix account. So I haven't been able to watch Netflix for a little while. And every once in a while it would work because it would get finally like the wind would blow the right way that like my location would work. But when you're trying to watch a multi-series documentary mm-hmm. on crime, I can't do it. Like if I can't go to the second one, I don't want to watch it. So I've not watched series for a few months, like several months. But anyway, I finally caved in because there was some series that I really wanted to watch. So I'm like, you know what? F it. Take my money. So I signed up for my own account. Now I have like 20 streaming services.
Rich.
And I want to just tell you, Kim over here doesn't pay for a one. She uses my YouTube TV. She uses our buddies, everything else. She doesn't pay for anything.
I think I have Emily's Amazon.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You use, I mean,
I-N-D-I-P.
She doesn't pay for anything else.
Hey.
She pays for her own internet.
In That's my it. Defense. It
costs a lot to feed them in that basement.
What all streaming services do you use, Kim?
All of them.
No, I really don't. The only ones. No, the ones that I only really watch is the YouTube TV because I like quite a few network shows and Netflix. Every once in a great while, I'll watch something on Disney. But those are really the only ones I use.
None of them that she pays for.
No.
But anyway.
Hey, so. I went for many, many years and paid $180 for freaking Dish Network.
I know.
And so I deserve a little break. Thank you.
What her wallet. Take a little
picking up.
That right. When I finally canceled it, it was $180.
Good God. There was some drama with her. Like we're getting off track here, but there was some drama with her canceling it too.
Yes. Kim
was so mad because she like calls and cancels it, but they didn't actually cancel it. So they charged her again.
They wanted me to finish paying for it before they cancel it. Okay, fine. I finished paying for it. It was like
finish the rest of the month or whatever.
Like $30 or $40. Okay, whatever. No big deal. Well, then for some reason, a few days later, I looked to see if it was still active. It was still showing active. Well, no, this was a month later when I noticed that I got a bill for it again. And I'm like, oh, no. I called one time and I canceled it. I'm not doing this again. I called them and them son of a guns would not turn it off until I finished paying for it again.
So a whole nother
And
month.
I told them, I said,
I would have disputed it with my credit card.
I told them, don't think you're going to send me a bill next month because you didn't turn it off again because I won't pay another one.
Turn the shit off or I'm coming there driving my car through the damn building.
I've never been, she
was so mad. Her blood pressure was so high. I remember her texting me and she's just like, I don't think I can handle this anymore. And I was like, don't pay that month.
No, it's legal robbery.
Yeah. I mean, I know what it's like to be.
She wasn't even using it anymore.
I know what it's like to be the person on the phone that you get the wrath from other people.
Oh, yeah.
So I try not to do that. I try to be as kind and as I can, to anybody.
It's not, it's not their fault.
Right. But that one had me over the edge. I was so freaking rude to that. It was a guy the second time, I think, and the first time it was a lady.
I tell him beforehand, though, like, listen, I'm unhinged, and I apologize in advance.
So do I.
I'm shitty right now.
Hey, I know this is not your fault. This is your company, and I'm in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
But I need someone to fix this. And I hope you're a fixer.
Smoke break right now because we're about to get into it.
I was not nice to them people at all, and I kind of felt bad afterwards because I know what that's like. But
she went ahead and paid that month because she was afraid they were going to take her collections. I was like, collect it
over that.
Collect it.
Come try me.
Right.
Cash me outside. How about that?
I had just went through all kinds of crap trying to get my credit back right. I didn't want to take that.
Right.
Getting
after her divorce.
My divorce. I didn't want to take that getting dinged again because of, $90 or something. Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
But back to Netflix.
Yeah.
Right. Look, this is, our listeners know this. You're so sidetracked. Anyway, so I'm starting watching Netflix again, and I'm telling you, I just went into so many rabbit holes with these series I have been saving. So I started watching. Now, I'm going to butcher the name of this because you know how people from South Carolina say things differently with their names? So is it Murdaugh?
Murdaugh.
Yeah. Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you guys watch that? The Murdaugh series?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So the Murdaugh murders?
Yep.
Oh my God. I watched it. I watched both seasons. Did you watch both seasons? There's a newer season that's out?
No, I didn't know there was a newer season.
Oh my gosh. Kim.
Watch Bridgerton first. Then you can go on to something else.
There's an updated season of like the trial stuff.
Oh.
I don't think I knew that. I don't get on.
Is on it and everything. They talk about the trial.
She doesn't get on her free Netflix account.
Right.
Hmm. I guess I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
So Josh, you've not watched it, right?
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So when I first started watching it, I thought, you know, I know the basics of it, of just that it's a family that had some money and influence, and there was some murder that went on. But the first season just got crazier and crazier.
Oh yeah, it did.
So, oh my gosh. So Josh, I'm pretty sure
I told you to watch that after I had watched it, and that's been quite a while ago.
I don't always listen to Kim though. You know,
he doesn't ever listen to me. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't always listen to her. No,
I'm never listening right now.
Right. So Josh, it starts out by, this is an influential family, smaller town, and the family has a lot of money, lawyer family, and they come from a long line of lawyers and judges. Yeah. So like this family, you know, two kids, and his dad's a lawyer. His dad was a lawyer. All in their family is the Murdaugh lawyer family.
And right, as crooked as a hound dog.
Yes, and that's exactly it. But they're also used to always getting their way, you know, like.
Oh, I know just, the type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, and they have the money and influence to do all the things that they want to do. Well, everyone in the town knows them and just knows that there's all this shady stuff that happens, and they just, they get away with it. Everyone just knows that happens.
I bet they're all on Grindr.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, there was accusations of one of them being gay, and then his gay lover suddenly gets murdered.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Gets hit by a car and, you know, gets off. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right.
But anyway, so there's this boating accident because one of the sons was drunk, and he wouldn't give any of his friends like the ability for them to take over the boat because it's my boat. I'm going to, you know.
Stay off the boats.
So he ends up running the boat into a bridge and kills one of the girls.
Jesus.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's this lawsuit that was going to happen.
I think I remember hearing about that on the news.
Oh, I'm sure. And the dad, in the meantime, was also funneling money out of the law office of his family's.
Oh, my God.
So all of this is happening at the same time, and the CFO of the lawyer company is finding out that he's funneling money out of the business. So she goes to approach him.
If you want to live.
Right. Well, she goes to approach him, and all of a sudden, he kills that son and his wife.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
You've never seen anything on the Murdaughs?
I'm telling you what. I was just like dumbfounded. Like, you know, the boating accident is crazy. Like how the whole family of attorneys, like they show up at the hospital and the kids are all, you know, just like he was driving the boat, like clearly. Da, da, da. Well, the dad and the grandpa go up to one of the kids and they're like, you know, we got you. And he's like, what do you mean you got me? And they're like, you know, we know you were driving, right? And he's like, no, I wasn't driving, you know? And then all the kids suddenly realize that they're trying to set it up so that their son doesn't take the fall for
right.
it. And they're like, oh my God. And then one of the guys who they realize the Murdaugh family is going to, and I'm butchering the name. They know that their family is going to try to blame them in court. He goes up to his dad and he's like, are they going to have me killed? Like, they're so scared because they have money and influence, right. You know? So, I mean, it was terrifying. But then when all of a sudden, when the dad realizes that he's been caught dipping his hand in the cookie jar, stealing money from the law firm, I think it was that day or the next day, he ends up killing his wife and child.
Jesus Christ.
And it's crazy how he did
it. It is
nuts. Like, and they have, like, the, oh my gosh, the trial was crazy because they have, like, his whole story was, I wasn't even there because I went out to my dad and mom's.
Mm-hmm. Gaslight.
Yeah. But he didn't realize that his son had took like a Snapchat video of him playing with the dog.
Ooh.
And while he's doing the Snapchat video playing with the dog, like petting him, all of a sudden you hear the dad go, "Hey, bud." And that's like what right before he gets killed. So the dad would have been there probably with a gun getting ready to shoot him.
Is that how that was? I can't remember if it was with a gun or if it was a knife.
His dad shot his own son. Yeah, with his puppy.
With two guns. So he shoots him with a rifle, like a big rifle, and several times, like 2, 3, 4 times, something like that. And then he puts the rifle down, and then the mom hears it because they're both out there. And so she starts walking towards the son. Then the dad picks up an automatic rifle, like an AK-47.
Jesus
And
Christ.
Shoots his wife.
No person.
Crazy.
Outside of the military crazy. Should have an AK-47.
I know. But crazy. And then he ends up calling the police and he's like, I just found him, you know. And then, oh my gosh, they even have on the Netflix thing, they even have the body footage. And I mean, everything of like,
I'll have to get it.
Being
go.
On the yes, but you God. Have to. They're at the scene, and like you can like see how he's just like, "Oh my gosh, this is so crazy!" And I'm like, "Dude, you are so faking this. Oh my God, like I could come up with a better story than any of this crap."
I just came over, and
they were just out here. And then after a while, they realized that he had changed right before they like he called the police. It was so funny that like every lie that they found him in. God. He's just like
he's probably so arrogant and thinking he's untouchable.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah,
I'll pay them off if they.
Well, as soon as the police get there, the first like one of the first things, if not the first thing out of his mouth, when the police get there is, "This is my son and my wife. I know exactly what happened. He was killed because he was driving that boat that killed those kids."
Oh my God!
So I mean, that was his whole plan was to try to get the police to. Pin it on those kids.
So he killed his own son to put some kids in prison.
Yeah, well, I think he killed the son because one of that pending lawsuit that was going to financially hurt him, but also because of the CFO finding out that he was funneling all that money. So I think he was also trying to, one, take away some attention off of him for funneling out that money, but also he had a big insurance policy on his wife and child.
Oof.
And then you also find out that they had a nanny at the house, like a caretaker. She suddenly like falls backwards when she's walking up the front porch.
Yeah, wasn't it like off of the steps or something?
Yeah, dies.
I'm sure she fell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like clearly, I believe she was allegedly pushed, you know.
Must start using that excuse. I accidentally fell on top of that man.
Yeah. So, right. So she falls backwards, hits her head, dies. And he's like, "Yeah, I think that she must have fell over my dogs, you know. So I'll sue for my insurance so that her kids have money."
And they kept the money.
He keeps all the money. Like he sues his own like homeowner's insurance or whatever for like a couple million, keeps the money.
Oh my God.
Funnels it all.
He's a real monster.
I mean, that's one of the things that his law firm, you know, realizes that he's funneling all this money just to himself.
See, it's just so hard for me to trust old money.
Greed. I mean, he already is making a lot of money.
Right.
And he already has a family money.
Being a successful lawyer and family money wasn't enough for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Needed more.
Good God.
Yeah, it was needed ridiculous.
More. You can't take it with you.
But I also found out, like during the trial, one of the really it kept getting damning and especially the video with his audio. You know, it's hard to explain that away.
Right.
When your whole excuse of why you couldn't have done it was because I wasn't even there. I've been gone for 2 hours.
Right.
But they have your audio of you being right there when your son was supposedly killed.
That wasn't me.
But what was really damning was his wife text her friend when she got ready to go with the son out to the kennels, which is where they were killed. Now, he was already supposed to be at his mom and dad's. He was already supposed to be away from the property. Now, she texts her friend, and she's like, his name is Alex, the dad. She texts her friend, and she's like, "Yeah, me and the son, we're going to go out and check the kennel with Alex. He's been acting so weird."
And then he kills
her. Uh-huh. So she like verbalizes in the text message like how weird he's been acting and that he is there when they're going out to the kennel.
But even if I was that friend, I'd be terrified to tell the police. My friend was just killed by this man. They're really? Gonna eat.
Oh my gosh. And I love it because there's a black lady who's one of the caretakers of his mom because she has like dementia.
She probably sniffed out their bullshit right yeah. real quick.
Well, so he gets to the mom's house because he does, after he kills the kids, after he kills the kid and mom, he goes out to his mom's house to establish an alibi. So he's only there for like 10 minutes. And his story is that he was there for a long time, right? So later on, after all this plays out, he ends up going there and he talks to her and he's like, hey, I was here for like 30, 40, 50 minutes, right? Like, just so that we're aware, like trying to make sure that she knows to say this. And she's like, okay. Well, that like made her really uncomfortable because she's like, oh my gosh, he wants me to lie because I know dang well. Too. So when she gets called to court to testify as a witness, she gets up there and just imagine, you know, like our grandma is what I pictured. Like she's an older black lady.
Lying.
So she gets up there dressed like she's going to church on Sunday. She got her little purse, her hair up, you know, looking good. She gets up there and she sits down. I mean, she acted just like our grandma would. And they start asking her questions. So what was going on? And she's like, well,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's exactly what she says. She's like, well, I'm telling you what, he wanted me to lie, but I ain't lying.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's what she says. She's like, you know, I don't come from a lot and I'm really nervous, you know, like when someone wants me to lie like that. And I've been working for his mom and dad for a long time. That's they're real livelihood. Good people. Yeah. So she's like, I'm really, you know, real conflicted because I was asked to do that. But she's like, but I'm not a liar. But this is what I know. You know, I think they were watching like The Price is Right or some game show. And she's just like, yeah, he just randomly showed up at the door, sat down with me for like 10 minutes at the most. And it's then like, got
I've
up
been
and
here
left.
For an hour, ain't I?
Yeah, she's like, and it was very odd, very bizarre visit. It was that night and got up and left.
And to visit his mother with dementia, what a better alibi. What's she going to remember?
Right.
Yeah, he was here all day.
And I think that he assumed that this black caretaker who didn't have as much money as him would just bend to his will
intimidate.
And help establish his alibi. Yeah. But I'm so glad that she was like standing by her convictions and was like, no,
good for her.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying for no white man who's going to be telling me to do something. I'm So that's exactly what our grandma would say, too.
Grandma like, wish she could have lied. I'll never forget in elementary school, our uncle was dating a woman, and I was really good friends with her son. We were in the same grade in school, and our uncle is a hound dog. He cheated on cheats on every woman, sometimes with multiple women at once. And
hound dog.
He was cheating on this lady with another woman, and this lady found out, and Grandma and I were sitting in the house one day, and this lady pulled in all mad and crying, looking for her uncle. And she came in, and it was just me and Grandma. And she's like, is he here? Grandma's like, no, I don't know where he's at. And, you know, probably with that other woman, I assume. And she looked at Grandma, and she's like, is he seeing someone else? And Grandma, tears in her eyes, just like, I can't lie to you, honey. Yes, he is. Thank you for being honest with me. And Grandma's just like, I didn't want to tell. She was like, I felt like I was betraying my son, but I ain't gonna lie for him. He's around whoring.
And Grandma would be real honest with him and with anyone, you know. You can do what you want, but don't expect me to find out and you know,
cover up for
and
you.
And cover up. Yeah.
I always told the girls, you know, if they ever got into any kind of trouble, bad trouble with the cops, don't look at your mother for making an alibi for you because I'll sing like a canary.
Mm-hmm.
If you've done something, you're going to pay for it.
One of my best friends from high school, she started dating this guy and she introduced me to him. We all started hanging out. And this was later on, years later, after high school. But we all started hanging out and I really liked him. And unfortunately, she started cheating on him with one of his friends.
Jesus,
I know.
Absolutely
horrible. Well, I found out and I was just like, well, why don't you just leave this other guy if you're wanting to be with him?
Right.
And she's like, oh, I just don't want to do that. And I was just like, you're so stupid. Like, okay, well,
I don't
want to
be alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I go out to Walmart one day with her actual boyfriend and we were in Walmart for something. Because I became good friends with him, and I stopped hanging around her because I didn't want to lie for her. Because I told her that if he ever asked me, I was going to tell him, and that really put a rift between us because I was like, well, I'm not going to lie for you.
No.
So
it's your dirty secret.
I know. Oh, I was around grandma too long. Yeah. You know, like, it's not my secret.
We're a little too honest sometimes. Right.
I was like, I'm not going to come out and tell him because I'm not going to, it wasn't my place to
right. But if break asked, someone's heart. But I was lie. Like,
yeah. So we were at Walmart one day and we were checkout lane at the cashier. God. And all of a sudden he looked over at me and he goes, is X, I'm going to call her X, is X cheating on me? And I looked at him and I go,
yep.
Yeah, she is. She a hoe.
She a hoe.
She a hoe. And the cashier lady looks up at me and like, looked like she wanted to die or crawl into herself.
She's probably trying not to bust out laughing.
And he like starts, you know, tearing up and becomes aww. Emotional because they've been dating for a long time. They live together.
Jesus.
You know? And it's his one what's of his best friends, people? You know. And I'm just like, yep, she a hoe.
She show is.
Yeah. But I was like, you know, it was probably a little indecent of me or whatever you want to call it to say that. But I was so at that moment like upset about it and so stupid. I'm just like, why don't you just tell him
right.
and not right. Like it don't cheat. If you don't want if you do not want to be with someone,
don't
with
be
them.
With someone.
Just don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat.
So at that moment I was like, she a hoe, you know. But I would have said that about him if he was cheating on her too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So it was just and that cashier was just like, oh my God. It's 11 o'clock at night. Why am I the only cashier? Yeah. But on the Unmasked, I have another documentary I watch, and I'm telling you, now, it is so good, but I'm betting that you guys have not seen it. Because when I saw the name, I'm like, nah, I don't want to watch it.
If you tell me what it is, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you on Unmasked, and I'm going to tell you all about it, and I'm guessing that you've not watched it, but it's so good. I'm going to give you all the details about it. Oh my God.
There's one I just saved that I saw yesterday. It's called like The Perfect Wife or something. It's about a mysterious disappearance of a woman. Mm. I was like, ooh, we might be able to do this for a future episode.
Oh, I did watch one called, oh no. I'll save it for one of your guys' episodes because I'm going to talk about it and we're already getting late on time.
50 minutes.
While we're on documentaries real quick, have you guys seen Ren Fair?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My friends have been telling me about it and it is apparently unhinged. It's about like these crazy rich men and I believe it's Texas that run the Texas State Renaissance Festival.
Mm.
You wouldn't think there'd be much drama in running a Renaissance
festival.
Please. Oh my God. It's like Tiger King on steroids.
That's funny.
Like we got to give it a go. So
yeah,
everybody let's watch Ren Faire because
yeah,
it seems like it'll make you real, real happy with your life decisions.
That's funny.
I'm about to watch that. I think I need to make a list of sounds.
Right. It is when you're editing, right? Have a little
you know how many times I go when I'm editing and I'll, because we'll talk about something and I'll say, oh, I need to look that up. You know, I'll look that up afterwards. And when I'm sitting editing and it comes up, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Thanks for reminding me, self.
Exactly. Yeah, I do that all the time. All the time.
That's funny.
And then we laugh at ourselves while we edit. Which makes me laugh even more. I'm like, I'm literally sitting here laughing at myself.
Laughing.
Yeah.
So for my shit far today, it's going to be a little different because someone posted on our Patreon that today they realized that I was saying shit fire and not shit far.
Oh, yeah.
And it must be because like so long ago, we told a story about how I had realized the same thing that our grandma says. Far and not fire. So I just wanted to reiterate that for people that our grandma used to say fire as the word far.
Yeah, up until I was like 17, 18, I did not know it was shit fire and save the matches. I thought shit far and it never made sense. I'm it, like, it I thought she was like meaning like throwing your poop like a monkey.
And it wasn't until she was telling me the story about how a house near her had burned down. She's like, yeah, it caught fire. And I thought,
wait a second.
Okay. It caught fire. Is that what you're saying, fire? And she's like, yeah, far. And I'm like, okay. And then I remember I was getting ready to leave her house and I was like, Grandma, when you say shit far, are you saying shit fire? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And I left my wallet there that day. And she called me after I left the house. I was a couple minutes away. And she goes, Shane, how far are you? And I was like,
how far are you?
I'm like 5 minutes away. She goes, well, you need to come around because I was getting up on my chair to get some more ice water. And I looked over and I saw your wallet. And I thought, shit, far. You better, there's your wallet. You better turn around.
He's going to need that.
And I remember driving back to her house and I was cracking up laughing because I was like, all this time I thought she has been saying shit far. Oh, and I just thought that's such a weird thing to say. Why would you want to shit far? And then, you know, it doesn't really make better sense that it's shit fire, but whatever.
That's true. When she had her chihuahua, she used to always say, she'd sit there and pet and be like, who's a good boy, was sewer. And I'm like, what sewer? What the hell? And for years, I just pondered on it. And one day I was like, Grandma, what the hell are you saying? What sewer to your damn dog? She goes, it's yes, sir. I was like, in what universe is what sewer? But now I say it to my dog, but she's a girl.
I'm like, who's a good girl, was sewer? So for my shit fire, I'm just going to tell you guys a story. So I was going through the news. Like, to fall asleep, I randomly will read, like, news stories.
Either that or text
something
me.
Yeah.
I, like, tell Kim how much of an awful person she is.
Yeah. Hope you don't wake up. Good night.
Yeah.
You know how many times he tells me that?
I know.
I hope you don't wake up in your sleep. But that's a good way to go if you gotta go.
That's how I want
to. I would rather go that way, yeah.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, I read this news story of this guy who had a cat and he fell over his cat. You just walk in. Did you know how a cat's like to hang around your feet? And your dogs do too.
Yeah, you get tripped on them.
This guy trips over his cat, not on stairs or nothing, just trips over the cat, falls, has to go to the hospital. Well, they do all these scans and they believed at that time that he had gotten into a car accident.
Jesus Christ.
That's how hurt he was.
Wow.
You talk about a shit far.
No kidding.
I mean, he had a concussion, broken neck.
God.
A broken neck?
Yeah.
That pussy almost took him out.
That's what happens, Josh. You got to stay away.
Death by pussy. That thing broke my neck.
You got to stay away, Josh.
He got a number. I mean, he's putting it down so hard he breaks a neck. I'm going to give him a call.
But if you think about it, though, like, when you have a cat and you start tripping over it, you're probably also trying not to hurt it.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know, you're
at that you're point. I don't. If you're hanging around my feet, you reap the consequences.
Yeah.
I trained my dog to not. I hate because they're. I have a little dog. I don't. I was always afraid, especially as a puppy. I'm gonna if one sly step on her and she's gone for her.
Right.
So she'd get near my feet. I'd stomp a little. So now she like stays several clicks away from my feet. I love it. She doesn't trail me.
Oh. Ziggy's always at my feet. I don't know how many times I've about punted him across the room because he's always at my feet.
He has horrible tiny dog syndrome. He's the alpha of your home.
No kidding. He runs the
house. And he doesn't like it that Boone's in the house. And
because he's the alpha.
I will say they have been doing very good.
Well, that's good.
I mean, they don't, as long as Boone has finally got it figured out where I leave him alone, he leaves me alone.
Mm.
So we keep them apart, but if they do get close, Ziggy's not, at him. He's just looking at him like, get away from me.
They'll get there eventually.
That's what I do to you when you get close to me.
It'll be when they move out, Ziggy will be sad because he'll miss his friend.
Yeah, he'll miss his friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're doing a lot better. I'm really surprised. He'll come in the front door and he'll just kind of look at Ziggy and walk on. And I told him, I said, see, that's what has to happen. He needs to know that he can't mess with him.
Right.
And Ziggy will be fine. So he's getting over the shakes too, because usually if Boone's in the house, he was shaking real bad. But he's doing a lot better.
I must destroy him.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, don't forget to follow us on our Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, and you can find us on Patreon.
Listen to us on Unmasked.
Yeah.
Some extra goodies.
You can come on Unmasked and see Kim's goodies.
Maybe.
If you come on Unmasked, we'll let you come on anywhere you want.
Yeah, and don't forget about our game night. August 3rd.
All you have to do is just be on Patreon for that, and you'll be able to see and join us on game night.
And possibly win that wonderful blanket that I made.
Yeah, it's a mystery themed blanket.
I need to find it because I'm not sure what I did.
Did you lose it?
God.
Oh my gosh. You get dementia and you're losing.
No, I put it up somewhere because I was trying to get ready for the kids to move into the house, but I'm not positive where I put it. I'm sure it'll come up.
Well, thankfully, it's a 200 square foot house.
Fingers, blood, sweat, and tears.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you later.
Bye.